Hey, you guys. So today we're going to talk about how often should you pin on Pinterest, at least in 2020, because of course with technology things change. So I want to talk to you guys about what is working and what isn't currently working. And of course, a lot of people have the question of how often should you pin? What's too much? What's too little? How do I make sure that I'm pinning enough to get the results that I'm looking for? Now, I think I've said this before, but let me just reiterate. When I joined Pinterest and decided to take it seriously, I knew that I did not want to waste my time. I didn't want to spend time following people, commenting on pins, or even direct messaging people. My focus was growing my business in the most efficient way possible. This also meant not spending countless hours falling down that Pinterest trap and pinning tons of irrelevant content. In order to be successful, I had to be strategic. First, I realized I needed a system. Attract viewers, drive traffic, build my email list, close sales. Simple. The first step to attracting viewers is by building a community of like-minded people who share a common interest. In order to do this, you must pin. Since the day I first got started with Pinterest, I have pinned no more than 20 pins in a day, and that was on a good day when I found content that I just had to share with my audience. However, I average about 15 pins per day. I've been doing this now for over a year. My views continue to increase, but more importantly, I am driving thousands of viewers to my website. You'll see some people suggest pinning 50 to 100 times per day or even up to 3,000 pins in a month. So they'll have a ton of views, but hardly ever does that correlate to the amount of traffic their website receives. I don't recommend this. There's no method behind their madness. You're not just a content curator, you are a content creator. The objective should be to get more eyes on your content. When you can build a community of people who are interested in a certain topic, they will be more receptive to your message. Just think, if you went into a steakhouse and tried to promote an all plant-based diet, they'd probably boo you or kick you right out the door, right? However, if you went into a fitness club and promoted an all-natural energy supplement, they'd probably be more receptive than they were at the steakhouse, right? You have to know your audience. When you do, you're able to tailor your content and messaging to increase conversions. So instead of focusing on just pinning until your eyes turn red, be strategic. Build a community of people who want to hear from you about a specific topic. Remember, Pinterest loves relevancy. Make sure the content you pin is relevant to your target audience. This is more important than the number of pins you publish each day. Now, if you're pinning 50 pins per day, I suggest that you stop. Like, seriously, you're probably not driving that much traffic to your website anyway. You're spending so much time promoting someone else's business. I can't stress this enough. Be strategic. Finally, to the question, how often should you pin on Pinterest? I recommend that you pin anywhere from 10 to 25 pins per day, including your own pins. Now, just like you, I thought there is no way in hell I can pin that much. Like hell, I don't even have that many blogs or things to talk about. I was just getting started and hadn't even created a consistent publishing schedule. Listen, I didn't know what I was going to pin, let alone when. Now, remember, Pinterest loves consistency. You can't just pop up this week and take a break for a year. It doesn't work like that. You want to sit down and have a consistent schedule. Be strategic, be purposeful. Plan your Pinterest time. It's well worth it if you want to continue sending traffic to your website and driving sales even when you're off the platform. If you don't have enough time to pin manually, I recommend that you use a free tool such as Tailwind. Okay? So now let's just talk about things you really don't want to do on Pinterest, at least not in 2020. Pinterest will not reward you for being lazy. So you want to avoid repinning your own content to 15 plus boards just to say you've pinned 15 times that day. Plus, that's just spam no matter where you go. Okay. You also want to avoid hopping over to the newsfeed and pinning anything that shows up. Remember to keep your ideal audience in mind. You're doing this for them, not you. Okay. Now, here are some reminders, some tips, and a little bit of ideas to help you get going. If you're limited on time, only pin to your top 5 to 6 boards that were created just to bring in your ideal audience. And then pin to each of them 2 to 3 times per day. So boom, look at that. If you pin to 5 boards each day and you do that 2 times a day, there's your 10 pins. Not that hard, right? Set aside time to pin or break your pinning sessions up. Be purposeful. You don't need that much time on Pinterest to pin. So don't get caught up in looking up some recipes on things you should be cooking that night. This is all about you and your business. Quality over quantity. I'd rather you focus on pinning only 5 quality pins over 50 ill-placed, poorly titled pins, okay? Don't repin the same non-producing pins. So if you have pins that haven't been optimized for Pinterest, such as they have the wrong size, they don't have any keywords, or they're missing a website link, so they're not even driving traffic to your website, now is the time to use all of this new Pinterest information that you've gained and fully optimize those pins to start bringing traffic in. As we discussed last week, Pinterest loves fresh pins. Instead of pinning the same pin multiple times, create new pin images for the same blog, website, landing pages, or wherever you want to send traffic. Test to see which graphic style works best for your audience. Repurpose your content. You've already made it, cut it up, edit it, fit it to the Pinterest platform, and let Pinterest start driving traffic to your existing content. And finally, but certainly not least, check your analytics. If you decide to pin less, make sure you are still driving traffic and getting your desired results. Though I recommend 10 to 25 pins per day, you may find that there is a soft spot for you and your audience. Maybe that number is 12, maybe that number is 7, who knows? But check your analytics and make sure that you're still getting results. If you see that your views have dropped, not just views in terms of your account, but you see that your content is not getting that many eyes, you stop driving traffic, then maybe you want to increase the amount of times that you pin per day. So you have to tailor this to you and your business. And of course, I would love for you guys to join us in the Pinning for Winning Facebook group. So make sure that you do that today, and I'll see you inside. Have a good one. Bye-bye.